Good evening, mommies and daddies and friends and whoever, all those grown-up people out there, you can all sit down. Awesome. And hi, kids. Thanks for being here tonight. We weren't quite sure with taking our 4 o'clock service and making 2 of them if we would have enough kids at each service, but I think we're going to do okay. And there's actually room for everybody this year. So hi, guys. How are you? Why are we here tonight? What? We're celebrating the day that Jesus was born, and we call that what? What is it? Oh, Christmas. Okay, just making sure. I'll tell that story. See, we're just talking about which story should we tell. There's so many stories, but tonight we're going to tell the story of Jesus's birth. So we're going to go all the way back. Does anybody remember the name of the town that Jesus was born in?
Bethlehem.
I totally appreciate those who raised your hand. Good job. I like the manners. Bethlehem. And as you remember, you may remember, his mom and dad were looking for a place to stay, but they couldn't find anywhere. So do you remember where they ended up?
In a manger.
Where? Hold on. In a farm, exactly. A farm or a barn or a manger. Man, Hope's got it going on here. Good job, Mom and Dad. All right. So we have our barn, our farm, our manger right here, and we're going to use it to help us tell the story, all right? So Jesus had a mom. What was her name?
Mary.
You all can just yell out the answer. Mary, exactly. And Mary, who told Mary that she was going to have baby Jesus?
Angels.
An angel came and told Mary, you are going to have a son, and he's going to be the Son of God, and you're going to name him Jesus. So who has Mary? Does somebody have it? All right. Bring her up. You get to put Mary in, and Reverend Stephen will help you. There's Mary. Ah, beautiful. Now, Mary was engaged to someone who then became her husband. Who is that?
Joseph.
Joseph, exactly. And actually, did you know that an angel came to Joseph too? Yeah, an angel came in a dream. You're right. Oh my God, Hollis, you are on it tonight. So he did. They came in a dream and said, you're to marry Mary, and she's going to have a son, Jesus, and you're to name him Jesus. And Joseph said, okay. I did give away part of the story there, but we'll be all right. All right, so where's Joseph? Who has Joseph? Will you bring Joseph up here, please? Is that your cousin? I'm glad they're here with you tonight. Is that your brother? I'm glad families are here. This is awesome. So Mary and Joseph ended up here in the barn. And sometimes there is another animal that's in the barn that makes a mooing sound. What kind? A cow. The fancy word we use is oxen in all of the Christmas carols. So do you have the oxen? Will you come put them up here for me, please? Thank you. Very well-mannered. All right. So we have our oxen who's in the barn and in the stable. Now, so Mary and Joseph get to Bethlehem, right? And there's nowhere to stay. And so somebody says, you can stay in the barn. And then in the middle of the night, what happened? What? Not quite. They are going to show up. But in the middle of the night, Mary had a
baby.
And who has Jesus?
Me.
All right, hold on. You're going to hold him up for a second. You can come stand here with me. But did Mary have like a normal crib to put Jesus in?
No.
Some Pampers and just threw him in there, you know, little Winnie the Pooh on the wall. Is that how it was?
No.
No? What did she have to put Jesus in? What do anybody know the fancy name for a basket of hay?
No.
Thank you, corn dog. A manger. Does somebody have the manger? I think. Does somebody have the bed? Ah, somebody does have the manger. We'll find it. It's all right. In the meantime, just like Jesus, Hollis, you're going to lay him down right here in the hay.
I have my brother.
Oh, your brother has. Oh, there you are. You do have the manger. You're so quiet. Awesome. Here we go. Do you want to put the manger up there? There you go. And then, Hollis, you want to put Jesus in the manger? All right. Perfect. Now, I forgot a part of the story. I just saw it. Mary and Joseph, when they were traveling to Bethlehem, it was a really long way. And Mary was pregnant, so she might have had an animal that helped her. What animal was that?
A donkey.
A donkey. Do you want to bring the donkey up? It is your cousin. All right. Why don't we put the donkey over by Mary? Now, so Jesus was born, and this is really great because Jesus is God here on earth with us, right? Like, this is really, really big. It's God's, all of God's love and all of God's light is right there. And it was so amazing that they needed to tell the good news. And who are the first people who heard about the birth of Jesus? After Mary and Joseph, of course. Who were the first people? Who?
The shepherds.
Oh, yep. The shepherds, exactly. So the shepherds, don't bring them up yet, hold on. The shepherds are out in their field and they're just doing what shepherds do, man. They're hanging out with their sheep, they're talking with each other, they're doing their thing. And then up in the sky, there suddenly was what?
An angel.
Does somebody have our angel? All right, bring our angel up. And good that you're tall. You can put her right up here. See that little spot? We got our angel. So the angels came and told the shepherds, you have to go to Bethlehem and see this baby that was born. His name is Jesus, and he is the Son of God. So why don't all the shepherds come up? Bring me, I think we have three of them. Bring some shepherds up. We can put one over here. Thank you, Corn Dog. Appreciate that. But who follows the shepherds? Who follows the shepherds? No, no. Who follows the shepherds? The sheep. If you have a sheep, all you people with sheep, come put your sheep up here. There we go. Come on. But you can put all the sheep there in front. There we go. Awesome. Are you going to help me put it up? Do you want to put it up there? Why don't you put it right there? Awesome. Thank you. All right. One last one. There we go. Perfect. Well done. And so all of the animals and all of the shepherds came to see what happened this night in Bethlehem, and they were so amazed. Do you know what they did next? They went out and told everybody. Exactly. The wise man. Well, I hear about the wise man. So the shepherds went out and told everybody. You're right. But up in the sky that night, what was there in the sky? A star. And who followed the star? No, who followed the star?
The wise
men. But did the wise men come on Christmas?
No.
No, they came later. So if you look around the church later, you're going to find the wise men traveling towards the manger, but they aren't here yet. But what we say this night is we say thank you to God for sending Jesus, who reminds us that we need to love one another. How many of you love your mom or your dad? Or your grandma or your grandpa? Or your brother or your sister?
Or your
is your grandma with you too?
Cool.
You have a grandma. So what we do on Christmas is our reminder to go out and love people. Same grandma. That's awesome. So we're going to remember to love everybody. We're going to stand up and bless the creche. And then if you have a star, we're going to ask you to come by after we do the blessing while we're singing Away in the Manger, and you put your star up here to remind us of all the people who heard the good news. Okay? All right, so we're going to, I need your help blessing this. So stand up. Here's how we bless. Stand up. All of you moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and friends and whoever is here, you all stand up, grown-ups. All right, now, here's how we bless something. Can you put your hands out like this? Put your hands out so that we're all going to bless it together. Are you ready? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God. You have given us every good and perfect gift. You gave us animals and families, stars and shepherds and stables. You created all the beauty and joy of this world. And every aspect of creation was blessed by sending your Son into this world. Bless this creche that it may be a symbol of your love and presence in our world. May it remind us to live for love, justice, and joy. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and power and glory, now and forever. Amen. All right. So we're going to have you go this way, back to your seats, and then you can go that way. And if you have a star, all right. Well, actually, we have another. All right, if you have a star, come bring it on.